Coffee Mambo Jumbo has been invited to Nude, no other than Nude Espresso, who have their own roastery. Of course, they have their famous coffee shop in Hanbury Street and just a little further down the road. And I've been here for cupping last month, or actually 2 months ago. They've got their roastery. And I'm here with the head roaster for Nude Espresso, which is Richard Williams. And he's just showed me a jewel of a roaster. This is the sample roaster, Richard.
That's right.
And what does this one do compared to the big one?
Well, essentially, it does the same thing. It's just a smaller version of it. So it enables us to take small amounts of coffee, roast them a number of different ways, and cup them before we go for a big production roast. So it just ensures that we get the profile bang on the first time when we're sending it out to our customers.
But you also told me that it changes a little bit, the profile in there and the way it behaves. It's a bit different to your big roaster. And how many kilos is your big roaster?
Big roaster is 15 kilos.
Okay, so that's one and that's 15. So that's right. Really, essentially, can you kind of pinpoint what the major differences are other than the size?
Every roaster is an individual, and depending on how it's been set up with exhaust, flues and all those little bits and pieces of the environment that it's in, it'll behave a little bit differently. But we've done enough roasting on this and the big one now that we can do a profile on the small roaster, and we know what it means when we put it into the big one. The numbers and figures and things are all different, but to us, because we understand both of them, it means something.
Okay, and this jewel of a little roaster, which I'd love to take home, it's really beautiful. You've only had it for a couple of months, so what did you do before when you did some sample roasting?
We were doing a couple of different things. Sometimes green bean merchants would roast for us, which is not ideal. And we were also roasting a little bit in the big roaster, so I found a way I could roast 200 grams in our 15 kilo roaster. But it wasn't the ideal way of doing it. It was very limited in what we could get out of it. Then we saved up and bought ourselves a little sample roaster.
Yes.
To do the job for us.
Yes, it's the same. It's just a smaller brother because it's also a topper.
Yes.
So I'm not quite sure, where does a topper come from? Which country?
They're Turkish.
They're Turkish?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They've been making coffee roasters for quite a long time now. And they're a good machine.
Yeah. Okay, any particular reason you think why your boss, Richard, also another Richard, has actually gone for a topper?
A couple of reasons. I mean, they're pretty economical, price-wise. But the guys in Turkey are actually really helpful. Like, a lot of the big roasting companies are quite hard to deal with. And they're not really that interested in selling parts and bits and pieces to guys who have only bought 5 kilo or 15 kilo roasters. They want to do parts for the 120 kilo roasters.
Sure.
But we can email Topper, they get back to us within a day or two, send us replacement parts, give us advice on how to change things.
Oh, brilliant.
So they're quite an easy company to deal with in that respect. That's why we've bought three of them now.
You got three. Where's the third one?
Well, the first one we sold.
Oh, I see. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, well, we've spoken about the lovely topper. We're going to go and move on maybe to a bit more barista skills, because Richard is, of course, also a highly qualified barista and a very good barista. He's been roasting for 3 years, and I'm going to have the pleasure also maybe for you to pour a shot for me.
Yes, of course.
All right, cool. So stay tuned to Coffee Mambo Jumbo. We're going over to the La Mazzocco. Okay, cool.